I may indeed put my mask on if I'm going to roam around and ask some of the young people some questions. And if I'm going to get that close, not only do we have to think about health, we have to think about your ability to look at my puss that close. See, I got to myself, Margot, before you could get to me, right? So, recognize the mask? Yeah, Michelle got me this mask from the hospital, one of the great masks. It fits, it doesn't slide down, it's not too heavy, and you can hear me through it, right?
Yeah.
That may be a disadvantage too, right?
As long as you don't sing.
I wasn't going to, Joe, but now I just might. Movies, we're going to talk about the movies again. I want to ask some of the young people what their favorite movies are. What's your favorite movie, young man? Not a big movie guy, okay. Anybody have a favorite movie? What's that? The Wizard of Oz. Well, that's a perennial, huh? What are the popular movies among young people, though? You got a favorite movie? Superhero movies, okay. Anyone got a favorite movie? All right, down here. Yes.
Feel the beat.
Feel the beat. Oh, that sounds like a musical. Let's do a number together. Feel the beat. All right. Well, we're having a little fun here because I'm going to talk about one of my favorite movies. How many people here? This is, I'm sure, right up there with The Wizard of Oz. And up there, it's up there with Gone with the Wind, The Godfather, Star Wars. Number 14 on the IMDb all-time most viewed, most watched movie. How many people here, just to prove the point, have seen The Shawshank Redemption? Yeah, more people at the four. Or maybe not more people, but more of a percentage. One of my favorite movies, I've used it many times in homilies. I don't think I've used it in this way here. But we're going to focus on, and I'll go back here. We're going to focus on St. Paul's second reading, where he says, "We do not grieve like the others who have no hope." Now, that doesn't mean that we who have faith in the death and resurrection in that saving action of Jesus Christ do not grieve. Of course we grieve. Jesus wept when his friend Lazarus died. But we do not grieve without hope. Jesus has told us that because he came down from heaven, took on sin and death, suffered and died, buried them in the tomb, rose from the dead, and ascended to the right hand of the Father, he has won the victory over sin and death. And we share in that victory when we love him and love one another and obey his commandments. So getting back to the Shawshank Redemption and hope. Tim Robbins plays a character named Andy Dufresne. He is very much a Christ figure. An innocent man who is sent to prison. And even in the midst of all his turmoil and suffering, he seems to be so Christ-like, so calm, such a spreader of peace and unity, even in the prison, in that brutal environment. And he gets sent to solitary confinement when he plays the phonograph in the warden's office so that everybody can hear it over the PA system. And when he gets out of solitary, there's a scene in the cafeteria where he sits down and everybody's worried about him. And he looks as fresh as a daisy. He says, "What are you worried about? Easiest time I ever did. I was listening to that music." And one of them says, "They let you haul that photograph, record player down to solitary?" And he says, "No, I got it in here. And in here." And everybody's looking at, "Well, what are you talking about?" And he says, "Don't you know that there's things that we have inside of ourselves that nobody can take away, that it's ours?" And of course, Morgan Freeman, who plays Red, his best friend, looks at him and goes, "What are you talking about? What are you talking about?" In one word, Andy says, "Hope." Morgan Freeman gets really upset. He slams his fork down, points it at Andy, and says, "Let me tell you something, my friend. Hope is a dangerous thing. Hope will drive a man insane. There's no use for it inside here." But Andy holds his ground. And of course, spoiler alerts all over the place, but if you've seen the movie, you know Andy eventually executes this ingenious escape plan and it succeeds. And later, Red does his time and he gets out. And he does exactly as Andy instructed him, to go to a field in Maine and dig up a box under a rock that has money in it and a map and a letter. The money and the map are to help Red get down to Mexico, where Andy said he would always go if he ever got out, to a beach and a boat. And in the letter, Andy says to Red, "Remember we talked about hope? Well, you were wrong, Red. Hope isn't a dangerous thing, it's a good thing. Maybe it's the best of things. And no good thing ever dies. No good thing ever dies." And of course, we'll wait till a few minutes till the end of my homily when I'll tell you the end of the movie. We are not like those who have no faith, who grieve without hope. We have hope because of that God, that man, Jesus Christ. And that's why we grieve the passing of our loved ones, but we know that it's not goodbye, it's see you later. Now, Jesus in today's gospel reading is telling us, be prepared, do all the right things, follow my commandments, love and be loved. Else I may come and find you without enough juice in your lamp to shine the light, to be ready to see me when I come, to come with me. And that's sobering, can even be scary. And we should take that to heart, because we need to try with all our might, with the grace of God, to be like Jesus and to be ready when he comes. But I know about myself and my dark moments. I say, how much oil do I have left? On my worst days, I say, I'm not shining my light very brightly. And when we put that, well, he's hidden behind the pictures, but when I think about the kind of priest and man and St. John Paul II was, and his light shining so brightly, boy. And when I think about some who have gone ahead of me, I say, oh God, my mom's light shone so brightly. Boy, she was really, in her best moments, so much like Jesus. And when I think about her going ahead, I can picture her with Jesus. My brother, who died at 50, who had a tumultuous life, well, I get a little bit scared. But Jesus tells us, even as he tells us to be prepared, he says, do not be afraid. John Paul II said, do not be afraid. Don't forget my mercy. My brother was never Catholic of the Year. He didn't live a perfect life, but he was a good man. And no good thing ever dies. When I think about how, in the mercy of God, he gives us the opportunity to continue to help those who have gone ahead, if they still need to be purified and forgiven and cleaned up to enter the presence of God, then we assist them with our prayers. And they, wherever they are, whether they're in heaven already or in this interim state called purgatory, which is more of a state of being than a place, well, they're praying for us and we're praying for them, and that's the way God wants it. He wants us to work together for our mutual salvation, won for us by Jesus Christ. And so we have hope. Now, the end of the movie. Morgan Freeman is out, but he's on parole. And he breaks parole to go down to Mexico. And the very last lines in the movie are, "I hope I can make it past the border. I hope the Pacific is as blue as it is in my dreams. I hope to see my friend and shake his hand." And what is that beach and that boat in Mexico but heaven, really, symbolically, if Andy is a Christ figure? If we listen to Jesus and try hard to follow him and his commandments, love and be loved, God and neighbor, we have more than hope. We know that we'll make it past the border from this world to the next. We know that heaven will be beyond anything that we can possibly imagine. And we know we will see those who have gone ahead and not only shake their hands, but hug them in the presence of God for all eternity. God love you.